Hi there, this is Michael Palermo. I want to share with you, just a day after Visual Studio 2015 has been released, all the cool features that were announced, and a little bit of perspective here. You know, I waited an entire day to do this video, not because I didn't want to share the goodness, but because I've been too busy trying to play with all the goodness of all the announcements and features that were made. So, I'll give you a sneak peek at that a little later. But what really was the launch day all about? Well, of course, we found out that we could download the Community Edition of Visual Studio 2015 right then and there. And you know, even though I had access a little bit earlier to the bits, I waited to download it just like everybody else so I can have the same experience. And I also watched the reactions of a lot of people on the social networks as they were doing the same thing. Some had hiccups, some had successes right away. And of course, once people got through the installation feature, now they were able to get into the actual programming things. And so, what were some of those kind of things that were announced yesterday? We heard about the IDE enhancements to the code editors, such as these light bulbs and enhancements to IntelliSense. We also learned that we had better emulator support. In fact, the Android emulator is a standalone that you could even download outside of Visual Studio 2015 and run independently. But I think what was really intriguing to me was all the things that Scott Hanselman talked about. He kind of dived right into some of the specifics with HTML editor. He went into some discussion on ASP.NET version 5, which was not released as official release yesterday, but it was still in beta 5, and hopefully soon we'll see the release of that. But we still dabbled a little bit into that. The good majority of the day was hearing about the experiences of the developers at Microsoft and elsewhere and what they were doing in order to not only learn and explore things about the product, but also to help the community. So that was really encouraging to me to see as well. One of the videos that I saw that I thought was really encouraging was the explanation of why they took Xamarin as an approach for one aspect of an app and used Cordova for another aspect of the app. In other words, rationalizing that there's not a one solution that fits all, but it made sense to use Xamarin so that they can get that native look and feel for the end user consumer. Yet they used the Cordova for more of an internal app, which would have the same exact look and feel, and it wasn't important for it to be device-specific. So I thought that was very cool that they highlighted that particular feature in the release. Now, once you have everything downloaded with Visual Studio, and once you've seen some of the release videos, you feel like you just have to start testing things. So that's why I want to take you right now to Visual Studio 2015. I went into the ASP.NET project type, and this is an ASP.NET 5, still, of course, not fully released, but I'm playing around with it. And you can see I'm in the welcome page in this project. And what I really want to show you is behind the scenes, let's say in that project README file that we were just looking at, if I, right here on line 130, hit space and get IntelliSense, you'll now notice that we have this extra dimension of IntelliSense with some of the items that will begin the same way but have a lot of sub-items. So if I wanted to see what were my options here with data dash with the ellipsis after it, I just hit the tab key and I can see all the sub-items that appear. So of course this makes it much easier to traverse that first level without having to go through all the secondary level items as well. I personally think that's great. Another thing that I thought was very cool was the introduction of string interpolation. So check this out. We put a dollar sign at the beginning of this line, and now what we have is a very easy way to provide an expression in there to concatenate. How much better is that than that old string.format where we had to remember positions, index positions? This is so much more elegant. So I love that. And what I saw is the reaction from a lot of people on the social network activity. They love that one too. Now, with regard to this social reaction, I do want to let you know, I put together a blog post of all the different highlights, from the announcements to people's reaction to the announcements, those who were trying to download, to those who were experimenting, and we even got some fun behind-the-scenes looks at what some of the people were doing all across the world during this event. One of my highlights, though, regarding the event was when I saw someone that I used to work with years ago, Brady Gaster, now a program manager at Microsoft, and he was featured pretty prominently in some of these videos discussing his role in building some apps. And so I thought, how cool would it be if I reached out to Brady and see if he would give his reaction to the reaction that I'm giving to your reaction. So it kind of sounds like we're in inception here, but I'll go ahead and let Brady take it from here.
Hi, this is Brady Gaster. I'm coming to you from one of the conference rooms in Redmond, Washington, in our office. Specifically, this is where the Web Tools Extensions teams have all of our scrums every single day. So if you ever use the HTML editor or the JavaScript editor or the CSS editor, or if you use any of our handy dandy Azure tools for web developers like Publish to Azure and those kinds of things, this is the room where we debate some of those features. This is the room where we prioritize them. You can see our little whiteboard over there with the stickies on it. And back there is a really out-of-date whiteboard with dates on it. The dates move so fast, we don't have time to actually get them back up on the board. But I just wanted to say hi. I wanted to thank you for watching the VS 2015 launch and the already documentation video talking about how we built an application here on campus. I was really proud of it. I was really happy to be a part of it. I didn't do a lot of the really deeper technical stuff that some of the other guys did. I got involved in some of that, but I can't take credit for the majority of that code because there were much smarter guys on the team than myself doing overtime on it. So it was really exciting to see how we were able to put that stuff together in just a few days from a bunch of different teams all over campus that really didn't know that much about one another's technology. So that was kind of cool. I was proud to be a part of it. But I hope you guys had a good time watching the video, and I really hope you enjoy our latest launch of Visual Studio 2015. It's got a lot of new tools in it, and I hope you enjoy using them. Get in touch if you have any feature requests or you have any ideas. We'd love to hear about them. Happy coding.
Thank you, Brady. Really appreciate that. Good to see the behind-the-scenes look. And, of course, from my discussions with you, I know that you were pretty jazzed about all the reaction that was out there. And, of course, on a personal level, even working at Microsoft, this is so fun. This is so cool to explore all these new features. And so if you have not downloaded Visual Studio 2015 yet, highly recommend that you do. Start experimenting. And if you want a little nudge in the right direction, stay tuned here to Raw Tech because we are going to show you some more coding examples and samples, a lot of it based on what you saw in that release and all those videos for that event for Visual Studio 2015. Thank you so much and keep in touch.